Returning for its second year is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention on September 19th through the 21st at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This year, be prepared for more. With a guest list that easily doubles that of last year's, with artists such as Mark McKenna or game publishers like Jeff Grubb, it's easy to want to come check them out. There will be a silent charity auction, tons of panels for gaming and comics fans, and the list goes on and on. Registration is open. For more information, visit the website grand-con.com.
You are listening to a Geekcast Radio podcast.
Why was Joe talking with a really high-pitched voice? Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody needs to hear this stuff.
Are you sure you don't steal children?
Totally.
Like,
only sometimes.
Hello and welcome to Off the Cuff, episode 56. I'm your host, as usual, Michael Powers. I'm joined this week by Art Danner.
Oh, dear. The hell is wrong with you?
Okay, I immediately regret.
Please, did you cut to him right there? Please tell me this.
Yeah, I always move to you guys when I announce that you're here.
I regret video podcasting right now.
You have the voice of, you have the many voices of Joe Reed.
Hello, everybody.
I didn't mini voice it.
And we have Sean Z. Brown.
Hi.
Whose video has marginally improved and the audio has
shot dramatically downward. Yep. So, less hearing, more facials. Yeah.
As always, we have Joe, the voice, the face of Off the Cuff, to entertain you guys while we talk.
Unless
somebody goes on a really long monologue, then I move to them. This week we have video of Sly 3, which I started, not Sly 3, Sly 4, as I started.
Doesn't even know what game he's playing.
My descendant.
As long as there's trophies in it, I'm going to play it.
Pretty much. We'll talk about my really bad bottom of the barrel trophy habit that just happened this past weekend. And I have a video of Diablo 3, so we can talk about that. Sean Z wants to talk about a 15-year-old kid getting 25 years in jail.
He just really wants to talk about a 15-year-old kid.
Hey, as opposed to Joe touching a 15-year-old kid and then getting 25 years in jail.
I've never done that.
And caught.
Okay, all right.
I haven't found the body yet.
This is live. People can see us, so I think maybe we should not insinuate pedophilia.
I'm not insinuating anything. I'm saying love exists in many forms, even between a grown man and a child.
Sean should know. He's experienced the love of a man and a child.
I was going to say both ways, man. It's like an Oreo.
Man.
Catching and pitching. That's what that meant.
If you do it simultaneously, that's how unicorns are made.
Oh. Dear Lord. So yeah, there's that, and then maybe we could talk a little bit about Diablo 3.
We can.
Diablo 3 Destiny.
Your face just illuminated.
Yep. Now, normally we'd start the show off at the top with feedback from last week. We have one that was, I got basically called out for being lazy, and then there was only one other one. So we'll
you
just
get called lazy?
And, I didn't get called lazy. A guy just asked where the audio feeds were.
He's like, oh, I've been waiting for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. What's going on, guys? Like, just watch YouTube and turn the monitor off. Like,
Mike's what do you want, not brother? Lazy. He was just busy whoring himself out for trophies.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this one is really me being lazy.
I was trying to defend you.
You don't need to defend me.
I very rarely do, so I'll stop right here.
I'm
not making a habit.
Really on the fence about whether or not to just have this be a video only show or for it to be exist in a audio form as well. But Brad Kellogg basically asked, so are you putting the audio files through the podcast feed at all anymore? I get a notification new episodes come through, but no audio files for the last few episodes. And I just commented back 21 minutes ago, and I just said, I've been lazy. Sad face.
Should just been like, meh.
Good. So Mike's going to be single-handed in tanking our show for us.
Thanks.
No problem.
Short trip. It's a very short
trip.
Short
as long trip. As it's fun.
You'll still podcast? Good.
This is Joe with busy hands.
King of Kong. King of Kong says he loves the new video integration. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, King of Kongs is my favorite viewer because he always takes the time to comment, and I appreciate that. King of Kongs, you're my kind of guy.
Yeah, I give him credit.
Praising,
okay?
So, actually, I found the I found it really easy to add the video, the good video, back into the file as soon as the episode was done. I was able to like rip it down. I threw it in iMovie, and I just like did a cutaway to the video footage. It actually worked out really well because it doesn't.
I still haven't watched it.
It looks really good. There's like one spot where you can tell that it reverts back to the video that was in the feed, but it's like at the very end. That's fine because I don't know. But this week I recorded some really long clips, so I can let it play for as long as necessary, and then I can record back over top of it. I had another interesting idea, which would be to just have gameplay over top of like everything.
So that you wouldn't actually see us?
Yeah, more or less.
I love how right as you did that, somehow Danner made noise, and I saw him going,
yeah, so you wouldn't have to look at this ugly mug.
Except being able to see all of your faces made me realize that I'm pretty.
Oh, you'd still be able to see other faces. I'm talking, like, the live show would still have us, like, here, but I think that, like, the YouTube archive would be me putting video gameplay over top of our audio.
Oh.
So right. Nobody would have to deal with us switching back and forth. It would just be the games we've been playing for however long.
So if they were watching it, like, now, they'd see us. But if they watched it, like, tomorrow, they'd see...
Yeah, like, they would probably see, like, I don't know, if we were to do, like, an hour show, maybe we could do, like, 4 15-minute gameplay videos. So, like, you get 15 minutes of Diablo, 15 minutes of Sly 3, 15 minutes of, you know, whatever. We could display 4 games in a show, if you will, in 15-minute increments.
It's going to be boring when Destiny comes out because that's all that we would be talking about.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can put in enough Destiny on Tuesday night to make podcasting worthwhile because I'll have to wake up in the morning and go teach.
Well, I'm interested to show you guys
just phone it in. It's teaching.
I'm interested to show you guys how to do the capture so you guys can submit gameplay footage for through Dropbox of the games that you guys are playing.
Oh, very good.
That's so probably nice. Yeah, you're racist.
Yes.
So, Joe, since you're the face of Off the Cuff, what are you working on? Why don't you enlighten everyone what you're working on since you have paint there?
I got a hold of an old beat-up Shredder action figure. He was totally naked, you know, no cape, nothing, and I saw somebody painting it to be cartoon accurate, so that's what I'm working on. I made all the fabric clothes the other day, gave him a cape, and now I'm painting his claws.
I have one suggestion, though.
That are shiny. Yeah?
I have a suggestion. On his forehead, is there any difference texture-wise between where his eyes are and where the helmet is?
No. I think I might sculpt something.
I would dip it down more onto his, like, brow. Do that straight across kind of gives a weird look.
I have some Sculpey clay right here. I think we're going to work on that.
Sculpety clay. Look at me, throwing in suggestions.
Yeah, man.
He said Sculpey Clay, not Sculpety.
Nah, it sounds better if it's Sculpity, though.
I think I like it Sculpity clay. I think I'm a fan of that.
See?
Don't feed into it, Joe.
Danner, that's the sound of you shutting your goddamn whore mouth.
Ooh. Ouch.
Mom didn't want me to shut it last night.
I don't have to because Joe's not done with her yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We should leave everyone's moms out of this episode.
Except for Sean's.
Yeah, apparently Sean doesn't count. He's not real people.
Yep. He's in New York. New Yorkers don't count as real people.
Well, that's nice. Piss off. Like, awesome people.
Well, nobody in your state watches.
How do you know?
Actually, I can't get those metrics. I can get a lot of metrics now that the show's, you know, through, you know, YouTube, I can see a lot of things. Like, I can see that our viewership has declined by 10 views every episode since the first one.
That's depressing.
They're like, what the hell? Because somebody's like, what the hell is this? Horseshit, stop.
One to 11.
Next week, King of Kong, you're all on your own, man.
It's going to be one. So, all right, Shaunzy, you're up. Tell us about this kid. This swatting.
Now, we're all gamers here. I'm sure we've all been on the other end.
What is this gaming you speak of?
Gaming. The thing you attempt to do but suck at. Anyways, we've all been on the opposite end of anyone who plays on Xbox has been called every goddamn name there is. People screaming at you, calling you cheater. I'm gonna report you. I am more artistic with my insults. Thank you very much.
Anything I've been insulted by on Xbox Live or PSN has come from you guys.
It's because we're in a party, so there's only four of us.
I don't know. I really like going into a lobby after a match of Call of Duty and listening to everybody telling Mike that he's a camper.
That he's a goddamn camper.
I do like that, too. I do miss that.
Anyways, so everyone's on the opposite end of that. Everyone's always at, like, fucking asshole kids and doing their assholish things, screaming and yelling and hollering. Well, now there's this new craze called swatting. And if you're not familiar with what swatting is, it's basically hacking into someone's account, or especially game streamers, people who are on Twitch, stuff like that, and getting either their IP address or some kind of personal information, and then using that information to make threats against politicians, police, whoever they need to. This particular case, he called and said something along the lines of, I've killed four already. If anyone tries to come in here, I'll kill again. And you try to basically get whoever your online enemy is to get arrested by the cops, by the cops, the SWAT to bust in. And hopefully when they're broadcasting, it's called swatting. Well, this one 15-year-old asshole decides he's going to do it. SWAT busts in on the other guy, shoots his father, critically wounding him. God damn it, Danner. I was trying not to look, but it kept switching. You'd make just enough noise. Okay, so the cops busted in, and it's an invalid accusation. It becomes this huge thing. So the kid that originated everything, the hacker kid, punk, his 15-year-old, had to go to court, federal court, and then was sentenced to 25 years in prison. For domestic terrorism, which is the best thing that's ever happened, I think.
Yeah, that's really sad. Is that movie Michelangelo?
That is the new 30th anniversary movie Michelangelo.
Now, 30th? Whoa. It hasn't been 30 25th? Years since then. There you go.
Yes, it is.
I was going to say, 30th. Ghostbusters just came out for the 30th anniversary in theaters this week. There's no way
Ghostbusters has been out. It's 1984.
Hmm.
Turtles is 1990.
Yeah.
The movie is 1990, but the things are... this was a 30th anniversary release.
Oh, I thought it was a movie. The first movie.
It was
movie.
A movie, but I think the classics line is all about the anniversary sort of thing. I think, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, it came out like last week.
I think he's wrong.
2 weeks ago.
I think Mike's... I think Joe's wrong.
It is the 30th anniversary this year, and it came out this year.
I'm curious which character design they used. Did they use the one for the stunt guy or the one for the guy that actually just wore the suit?
Based on the awesome little grin, it looks like it's the scene where they're in the sewers and Mikey looks to April and says, "Hi," as she freaks out because it's not Harrison Ford, it's four mutant turtles.
It's not Harrison Ford.
What?
Why don't I dream of Harrison Ford?
Why don't I dream of Harrison Ford?
15 years ago, okay. The guy who did Elmo's voice told that story.
Really?
Yeah, the Kevin Clash, the guy behind Elmo, did Splinter.
Oh yeah, the guy that touched all those kids in the appropriate
that
places.
That breaks my heart. I
want.
Why to like
would you
him.
Say he was a hero of yours, Joe?
He was until he ended up being a weirdo. But I don't know how.
I was gonna say if he is a hero of yours, I mean that kind of lends into the whole thing that Sean's been getting at the entire time.
No, it doesn't. But I don't think there's been anything.
Not saying I'm right. I'm just saying it's true.
Pressed, right?
Well, you know, you gotta start somewhere.
So, let's see. How do I tell this story of my trophy hunting this last month?
Like a good story should start from the beginning.
Well, okay. So, I guess I just want to like kind of preface this with I don't consider myself like a trophy whore. I like to. Well, here's the thing. I like to actually. I'll go through and I'll play a game.
I beg to differ. I think you are kind of a trophy whore.
Listen, okay. He's not a whore. He's saving money for college.
Hang on.
God.
So,
paying his way through dental assistant school.
When I play a game, I'll play through it from beginning to end, and I'll play through it to enjoy it. You know, get the most out of the gameplay, get the most out of the story. You know, experience everything once through. If I really like the game, I'll go back through. I'll take a look at the trophy list, and I'll take a look at it and be like, okay, that one I can go get. You know, the combat's good enough, you know, fun enough in this game. Or
oh, I had to just pick up this thing in that level.
Yeah, pretty much. That's typically how I go about getting trophies or achievements.
Typically.
Well, when I went to go see Guardians with my friend Jason, I was standing in line. And we were talking about, of all things, we were talking about Destiny, and I don't really, he said it in such a subtle way, and he knew I'd pick up on it, and that I would just, that it would totally take over my life. He,
wait, what?
We sit there talking, he goes, so Danner passed you in trophies.
Just wanted you to know.
And, it was, I think it was more like, Danner's a higher level than you on PlayStation. It's like, what? Because I had, you know, been keeping an eye on, like, how close people were on my friends list to overtaking me on my level for my trophies.
Not that he has a problem or anything.
I just like to see if someone's, like, chasing my tail, but then all of a sudden Jason's like, he passed you. And I went and looked at it, and I was, like, halfway through level 13, and Danner was, like, 20% into 14 or something like that. And I'm like, holy cow.
I don't even know. You guys have to be miles and miles ahead of me at this point.
Well, I'll get into that, but it's really weird how that all works out, because I've been trying to figure it out for a while.
Because it should make sense, but then it's on PlayStation, so it doesn't have to.
No. So from that moment, I was like, okay, what games can I possibly play to just kind of shoot ahead of them? It gave me a reason to go back through and finish Second Son. So in the last month, I've platinumed Second Son and all the Infamous games, including First Light. I have a 90% on Flower on Vita and a 90% on Pixel Junk Unlimited, which we showed off last week. And I went back through Tomb Raider, started getting all those trophies because, like I said, that's a game that I played and I really enjoyed. So, start in the middle. What?
What?
Danner's comment. I don't know what he's talking about.
Sean said, like all good stories, you should start at the beginning.
Oh. I didn't listen to him.
It's not as funny when I have to explain it to you guys.
But I don't listen to him, so that's...
You guys really know how to ruin the momentum of a segment.
Anyways, this past weekend, I was at the theater, and I took the time that I had the theater to play the games on my Vita, which is why I was playing Shooter, and sat and at home I was playing other games on the PlayStation. But this last Saturday I was at the theater and I was like, I should really play something. And I have Fez. I mean I think anyone that has a Vita
even
has
even like
Fez.
Made a face.
I've been going through
Fez.
That again.
Ugh.
Well, I bought it on Steam, and then the developer turned out to be some whiny baby dipshit. And then, so I didn't play it on there, and then it was free. I can't remember if it was free or if I paid
for it. It was free on PlayStation Plus. That's why I picked it up.
See, I think I ended up paying for it. I think I paid for it twice and then still got it a version of it for free. I can't remember. Anyways, I had that on my Vita. And I was like, hey, I should play this. And I was like, but I really don't want to play it. So I'm just going to look up a trophy guide, and I'll just have the trophy guide walk me through the entire game. And so I was sitting there, and I was like, wait a minute. No, and that's when I realized I had hit rock bottom. All of a sudden, I was playing a game that I didn't want to play, and I was using a guide for it from the beginning for the sole purpose of just getting the trophies. And I was like, no.
You're the same kind of asshole that played Avatar Last Airbender to get all the achievements just by hitting the A button over and over
again. I did not.
Well, that's what you sound like.
How was that? What?
You just said, I was playing a game I don't even like using a trophy guide just to beat it. Just to get the trophies. That sounds like a crackhead statement.
Well, I promptly stopped, and I just went back to watching videos on my iPad.
Knowing you have a problem is the first step.
Thank you.
You crackhead, you.
Going from that, I just decided to check out Deadwood on HBO Go.
Never seen Deadwood before?
No.
I haven't.
It's fantastic. I love
it. Is the Elephant. So. Have you seen Hell on Wheels?
No.
I have a feeling you would love Hell on Wheels.
Probably not, considering there's no one in there that I like.
He's got to have a gateway drug of some fine piece of man candy.
This coming from the guy that was trying to trophy hunt Fez, whatever.
Like, so, anyways, then yesterday when I was at work, I was kind of sitting there because Danner made a comment on Monday night, and we had a conversation real quick on the Facebook thing about how he was going to try and lengthen his lead on the trophies.
They were all lies.
Yeah, pretty much. So
I just do it to goat Mike on, to be quite honest. And plus, I know what bothers him more now, and that's platinum trophies. So that's my next thing. I'm just going to start going after platinum trophies.
Well, I was trying to – hey, it's Krang.
Yeah, it is. I thought that – I didn't know Danner had a bust made of his face. That's crazy. You can totally pull it off. Oh, no, Krang.
So – you know, we had the conversation. I was about ready to just like kind of give it up because I was like, you know what, Destiny's coming out in a week. I want to give myself like a start, you know, a clean slate. Don't want to overdo it with the games because I hit the bottom of the barrel on Saturday and I was feeling kind of burnt. And I went into work yesterday and it was super slow, so I was like kind of on the browser and I was just like went to my PlayStation account on there and I was looking at my trophies. I was like, so what games do I have that I actually enjoy playing that I could possibly just go back and get? And that led me to, I'm going to attempt to platinum Tearaway on Saturday.
You're sitting down to a game, not to play to enjoy it. I need to platinum
it. No, I've already played through Tearaway. I've played through it and I enjoyed it, so now I'm doing what I would normally do anyways. So I'm going to go back through that and I'm going to snag those. And I started playing Sly 4 because I realized that one also, like I was just going back and collecting stuff to get the platinum trophies in that. I have 3 trophies left to get in that game, and I'll have the platinum for that.
All right, before you continue, Joe, what the hell is that noise?
I'm shaking a tube of paint.
All right, because it sounds like you're blowing a bag of dicks.
Well, while Joe's priming that, I'm actually going to screen share some Sly 4 because I caught some of that. So here is Sly 4. Let me find the video so I can start playing it and turn it down. Here is Sly 4. What I captured here was I wanted just to capture something to show that I was playing the game. So one of the trophies that in the game that you have to get is there are 3 items to pit pocket in every world that you go to. So I was just running back through, you know, trying to show off the levels a little bit, and you'll see that I pit pocket guy after guy after guy trying to find the...
Is it just in a random dude?
Yeah, it's all random. Do I still have that up. Okay, there it goes. It's all the way. Anyways, so it's all random. So, like, you'll be running around, and we'll see when I find one. Like, the guys will have a flashy wallet. And those are the guys you want to pickpocket, because the last thing you'll get out of them is an item. And there's three different items per level that you have to get, but it's all random. So sometimes the level after this is the Wild West town, which we might not be able to see depending on how long we talk about it. But I got like 6 gold nuggets in a row before I started finding any of the other two items in the game.
It's better than the brown nuggets you pick out of their backpackets.
Pretty much. Danner, I don't know how well you can see this, but I actually have Ratchet's wrench.
What? How did you get that?
It's for finding 50 masks.
Oh.
So the other neat thing about it is, while I have Ratchet's wrench, when I beat guys up, I don't know if you can see that either, they're, instead of coins, it's bolts and nuts and bolts.
Well,
that's just a skin, right?
Yep.
Those nuts and bolts, it's not like that does anything different.
No, nope. But as you can see, I wanted to record some gameplay footage, so I just decided to dick around and go for the trophy that I could get while recording gameplay footage, because what I've been doing for the collectibles is I found a really nice guy on YouTube, and I can't remember his name right now. I think it's, can't remember the name right now.
Kabuki Mask.
But he's a really cool guy. He did a really great video showing you how to get to all the items and all the masks and stuff like that, so I've just been following those.
So you're watching someone else play the game so you can play the game.
Play the game.
Do what you said and what you just saw in the video is what I'm getting here.
Yeah, because
you don't have a problem at all.
No, one, I don't want to take the time to go back and, you know, find every nook and cranny myself, because one thing I remember about this game, especially the level that I'm on right now, which is the first world in Sly 4, the worlds are, like, over-decorated. Like, they went crazy with the graphics on the PS3 compared to the PS2 versions.
I am liking how you take the time to pickpocket them, and then you beat the shit out of them and kill them anyways.
Well, I was kind of Grand Theft Auto-ing it. See, that's, like the second item.
I have chopsticks.
It defeats the purpose of pickpocketing them. I'm going to pickpocket them. I'm going to knock them unconscious afterwards, but I'm going to pickpocket them first.
Now, I'm half tempted to go back and try and play, like, just, I might go back for, like, Sly 3, and maybe, because I think to get the Platinum in Sly 3, all I have to do is play the stupid little mini games that they put in there, and then I'll have the Platinum for that. But this Sly 4 does not play as well as the other Sly games. And I don't know why. Like, the buttons just don't seem to respond as well as they should. You can end up missing jumps and stuff like that. And I never felt like that was a problem with, you know, Sly 1, 2, and 3. But this is made by a different studio on an entirely different platform. So that could be it.
I've only played 5 minutes of any of the Slys. I don't even know which one it was, and only one or two levels of Ratchet and Clank, and I just am not as drawn to them as I am like a Mario Brothers, and I don't know if that's because I'm a snob or because they're legitimately not as fun.
Snob. Snob.
Okay.
Well, I see.
I haven't downloaded. I have the free Sly that came out a while ago downloaded, and I haven't bothered to play it yet because I'm just kind of like meh whenever I look at it.
I don't have, like, here's the thing. The last Mario game I legitimately played from beginning to end and really enjoyed was Mario 64. I really liked Mario 64. I didn't play Sunshine. I played very little of Galaxy. They didn't do anything for me.
I like Sunshine.
Best part of Mario 64 was when you got to that, like, mirror room, you could see that the camera was actually the guy on the cloud. Best part of the whole game.
But when I was playing, when the Sly Collection came out on the PS3 in 2009, I really liked the vibe I got from playing the first Sly. I'm not saying it was like, you know, it's as good as like a Mario game, but it reminded me of playing Mario 64. Just, it felt really good to jump around and do the platforming in that game. As you can see right there, I died. I fell in the water because raccoons don't like water. And it does a little rewind thing. But that said, the game looks really good, and it's one of the few games at the end of the PlayStation 3's life cycle that actually runs.
Apparently, if a wildfire just went online.
at 60.
Somebody's watching Netflix.
Well, it was. This was earlier today. It might have been you, Joe. It was after you should have been home. I don't know. I grabbed this really quick at about 6. So right before we recorded, and I used the Elgato, the cat, the Game Capture HD.
Elgato and El Pantaloons?
Yep. Also, I edited out about 5 minutes of loading time from this video because there are lots of loading times. So right there, I got the last item for that particular world, and I went back to the hideout, and then I will teleport to time travel, because it's... I can't remember the name of the game. What is it, Danner? Thieves Through Time or something like that? Time Traveling Thieves? Something like that. Anyways.
Time Traveling Thieves.
Time Traveling Thieves.
Don't ever go to work naming video games, ever, please.
Or movies. Unless or anything. Movies.
So if you ever have a kid, you're not allowed to name them.
This is the hideout. I think the most challenging trophy I've gotten so far was the one for getting the high score in all the video games because the little arcade machines, because I forgot how to play them.
I thought you were saying because you suck at video games.
Pretty much. I forgot how to play them, and I tried for like 2 days Googling on the internet, like, what are the controls for this particular game? It's where you have to use the 6-axis and guide a marble around a room. And I just couldn't get it to work. Couldn't get it to work until this afternoon when I went on one guide, some obscure FAQ that was like one of those old school ones where you're supposed to use the find button to find what you're looking on.
The top is all like text drawings.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'm right there with you.
Pretty much. So this is the Wild West world, and they
that looks pretty. That
I grab nugget after nugget after nugget out of these guys as I try to beat them unconscious.
And please, for the sake of someone, please pull that audio clip out and just make a GIF out of it.
Nugget? How are you going to make a
nugget GIF? After nugget after nugget out of these guys?
You can't make a GIF out of audio?
No, just that audio.
Ringtone. It's going to be my text.
Yeah.
I can do that for you.
Yeah, you can.
Nugget after nugget after nugget. Oh, Mike's calling me.
Oh, but because of the fact that it involves audio, I'm assuming you won't do it because you're too lazy.
Yeah, you can't even pull the audio out of your own show. Why are you going to go pull that audio out to make something else?
Because you guys are my friends.
Aww, that's sweet.
Now, see, that guy just had it coming. I just beat the crap out of him because he didn't have anything in his wallet.
Okay, so you mugged a man. He was poor, so you beat him up.
Yeah,
he totally had it coming.
He didn't have it in his wallet.
Justified. You would make a horrible criminal. Like, you'd make a good criminal, but, like, a really horrible person criminal.
I kind of want this one to go to the end because I get a trophy right at the end of it. I get the trophy for finding all the items in the different worlds.
How long does this play for?
Let's see how much longer there is to go here.
Oh, my God.
Yep, we'll stop it. So, I will switch back.
Why just fast forward to the end when you get your trophy?
Because then I have to do that in the editing.
Again, he's lazy.
So... yeah, that was Sly 3. I do have a lot. I did have a lot of fun and I was able to go back through and just it plays well enough to go and grab the trophies, and they're easy. It's just collect this, collect that, get this, that, and the other thing. I did have a mishap with it today, though. I was in the Aladdin level. Can't really think of like the politically correct term for that.
Arabian level.
Yes, the Arabian level.
The Aladdin level.
Hey, you're on a magic carpet, whatever. And I had gone through and I got all the treasures, and I was heading back into the hideout to travel to another place, and the system crashed on me. And it had unlocked the trophy for me. The thing is, when you get all the treasures, you unlock all the arcade machines, and that allows you to go after another trophy. So I'd gotten the trophy that said I'd gotten all the treasures, but when my game crashed and loaded back up, it didn't save any of the treasures I had gotten. So I had to take another like 30 to 45 minutes and go back through and grab all the treasures again. It went a lot faster the second time because I knew where they all were. And then I made sure to save myself before I went back into the hideout. I didn't have to deal with that again. But, has anyone else been playing anything?
I've been playing more shooter,
still, that ice level's hard. I'm having a hard time getting through that.
I didn't like the thing that makes ice level hard to me is the lava gun.
Magma gun, yeah.
Yeah, the magma gun, because if you shoot it the wrong way, it'll come back on you.
Yep.
And I would die a lot that way.
You have to hate it when it comes back on yourself?
Yeah, I hate just shooting myself in the eye.
Shooting that lava all over the place, and then it gets in your face, and then...
Now, Joe, I'm just curious, how are you playing? Are you trying to, like, clear everything out before you move on to the next one, or are you just grabbing what you can and then going...
Grabbing what I can, yeah. Playing it for the story, generally, which there isn't one, which means I'm just playing it, but...
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to go back and get everything because Destiny will come out and then I'll never play it again.
That's not true.
Yes, it was.
You don't think so? I think, personally, I think there are some games out there that are like palate cleansers, and I think Shooter could be one of those where it's like you have like a really long time playing something really hardcore, and then it's like, I'm going to pop this in because it's really easy and relaxing, and then...
That's what Rezogan is for me.
I want Geometry Wars again.
Someone had a video of Geometry Wars 3.
That's exciting.
I don't know who it was. The my palate cleansing game lately has been Flower, because I'm trying to grind out the Bloom 10,000 Flowers trophy. And so whenever I'm waiting for a game to download, which you know doesn't take very long, or you know, waiting for someone to get online or something, I'll just hop into Flower and I'll just head to, there's two levels that I'll go to, and they're actually the two best levels in the game, and just, like, bloom all the flowers I can and then go hop between the two of them. Who's played Flower?
Me.
I have.
Love it. Okay.
Is there anything more? That's a nice crotch shot.
I'm so sorry. I will put that away quickly.
Oh, man.
I don't know. How many times has that been uttered in your whole life? That's a nice crotch shot. I'll put it away. Now, kids, if you'd like to turn to page 4.
Well, I guess that is how that relationship goes, isn't it?
Oh, when it go... Easy, Shredder. Don't be so eager.
Stand up. Okay. Oh.
Oh.
I don't know if I'd ever put my dick in the mouth of somebody called Shredder.
Is there a level in a video game that's more... Danner and Joe, because you guys have played Flower. I can't think of another level in a game that is more nerve-wracking than the... I think it's the fourth or fifth level in Flower, where everything's, like, burned down, and it's the place where you can actually take damage and electrocute yourself.
Yeah, the power lines are all collapsed. And...
Yeah, I don't think there's a level more nerve-wracking to me than that one. They're so, like, very, like, nails on a chalkboard when you accidentally electrify yourself. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh...
One of my favorite things about Flower is after a tense level like that, the level after it is like this rewarding flowing with tons of flowers popping out at you, and you get to just like, all over.
Oh, how'd that go again?
Can someone make a GIF of that, please?
Oh, man, but I love Flower. It was really hard playing it on the Vita because the tilt controls... I went back and tried the Bloom 10,000 Flowers on the PS4 yesterday, and man, it's much nicer playing that game with a controller. Go figure. I think one of the concessions that they made with the Vita version, and I could be wrong, is that the controller the gyros in the Vita recalibrate every time you do one of those little cutscenes where you trigger something in the world. And so if you trigger something...
So it's always crisp.
Yeah, so like if you trigger something, you accidentally hold the controller the wrong way, and it comes back.
It sets that as default.
That becomes the default, and then all of a sudden
that's you're like twisting it. That's like back in the day when you'd wrap up your cords to your N64 wrong and have the stick at a weird angle.
Oh, I used to do that to challenge myself, and I would play Star Fox 64. Because there's a trick with the N64 where if you plug it in holding one of the sticks that way, that stick becomes dead. And so I would handicap myself in Star Fox by saying I couldn't fly up by plugging the controller in with down, like, being the default setting for my
So even before trophies, he was trying to fucking trophy whore.
Why?
I complete understand. A level without going up. Unlocked. Bling.
I wasn't trying to do a level. I was trying to defeat my friends in four-player versus.
Were you that good?
Yes, I was that good. I like flying games. I love Star Fox.
I'm waiting for another game like Crimson Skies. I need a sequel.
I still want
to
play
Skies.
You in War Thunder. I still want to play in War Thunder.
I could get behind some War Thunder. We really need like more people to play.
What's War Thunder and where is it at?
Well, first of all, it's
PS4 free game.
Awesome.
So
it's basically okay. How do you explain it?
It's a World War II fighter thing, and it's really easy to play. It's a lot more fun when you have people you can communicate with.
Mm-hmm. Think Ace Squadron World War II. All
right.
It's fun once you get everything downloaded for it after the 4 hours of downloading updates.
Oh, yeah, 3 hours later.
I feel sorry for you guys.
I feel sorry for you. Man, look at me.
But, the controller, obviously the beta recalibrates every time there's a cutscene, so if you're holding it in the wrong position, all of a sudden until you can do the next cutscene, you're tipping that thing and you're trying to look at the screen to make it do what you want it to do. But the PS4 doesn't have that problem. You can actually keep flying during the cutscenes, which was really great trying to clear.
Oh yeah, I've done that on the PS3 where the cutscene pulls back, but I'm still steering myself around, tying knots in it.
Yep.
I will be playing Flower again on PS4. I think
it's really pretty. It's really buggy though. The last level is really buggy. There's this weird thing when you're coasting along on the expressway, which obviously for no one that's played the game, that sounds kind of weird. You're coasting along on the expressway and you go to get off at like one of the off ramps. You'll hit like an invisible wall and all your flowers will come and like cram into each other. And you'll be like, why can't I go? There's nothing in front of me. All of a sudden it'll be like pop and you'll go like straight shooting forward. It's pretty funny. And I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter if you're going along the street or if you're like high in the air on the expressway. It's just like you'll hit the wall and boom, all the flowers will hit the ground until it's like, okay, you can go. That did not happen on the Vita, oddly enough, and I don't remember that happening on the PS3 because that sticks out like a sore thumb to me. So, Dan, have you been playing anything?
I started playing Ratchet and Clank Into the Nexus today. It was on sale last week? Yeah, last week. It was like $7.50, and it's the one Ratchet and Clank game I haven't picked up yet, and I've played through the first chapter today, and it's a Ratchet and Clank game. I mean, it's enjoyable. I like those games. Besides that, played some Rayman Legends on the Vita. Going around just kind of collecting ruby teeth and getting my scores up in that game for trophy collecting and crap. So that game has the most evil secret level after you collect all the ruby teeth in the Land of the Dead. It is horribly difficult and a lot of fun. So I enjoy the game because it's challenging.
Sean's in here twice now. What the hell?
Oh, God. One's enough. One's enough. I mean,
I don't know what's going on.
Well, one's not working, and the other one is.
Oh, you guys are cutting in and out so crazy bad.
I was gonna say, to be honest, neither of them work for me. So.
And now it's showing that there's two of me.
One of them dropped away on my screen, so there's still just the four of us.
I I'm assuming you're saying stuff, but I'm hearing Optimus Prime's voice. So.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Live show. We'll get really lucky and he'll drop out of this and then it'll just be the three of us.
Oh. We love Sean Z.
You do.
I do. I don't have a way of capturing Vita footage. That's why I'm not showing any of the Rayman stuff that Dan has been playing. There is a company that you can send your Vita
to. Leaving and coming back.
And they'll hook it up so it can be captured from, but I'm not doing that.
I've heard of and there's 3DS people that have done that. You send it out and get it back, and it's got video capture.
Yeah, it has a little USB port on the bottom of it.
Speaking of 3DSs, Nintendo's announced their next new 3DS.
Yeah.
Go figure, another 3DS. Why?
There's bad to go along with this.
Well, there's bad to go all over this.
Well, the only differentiation between them besides the look is that one is the new 3DS, and then it's just the 3D. Like, there's the 3DS that we all know and love, and there's the 3DS XL, and then there's new 3DS and new 3DS XL.
Mm-hmm.
There is a game that is coming that Xenoblade Chronicles, or what is it, the one that you were interested in, Joe? They showed it off a couple times now. It's a big JRPG that's coming, Xeno something.
Not me.
Anyways.
There's a first-person shooter coming out that uses the twin stick thing.
That's not what it was. They've said that Xenoblade, it's a Xeno game. That is coming to the new 3DS XL and is not playable on 3DS.
Wow.
So, yes. I want to be there when someone goes to buy that, especially because, one, the new 3DS is only available in Japan this holiday season. So, worldwide, the rest of the world is only going to be selling 3DS and 3DS XLs for the rest of the year. Which means everyone's going to be getting 3DSs this holiday that doesn't really know any better. And then they're going to release the new 3DS next year here. And then they're going to be looking at this game. This only works on the new 3DS. And everyone's like, oh, I got mine 2 months ago. But it doesn't work on that.
Yeah, the new features of the new 3DS, there is a nipple mouse on the right side so that you basically have twin sticks now. But it's not an actual stick, like, it's on the left-hand controller. Yeah,
they liken it to the stick.
Yeah, that's how it controls cameras and that sort of secondary function, but it works like the old nipple mouses, where you actually had to kind of continually push it to make it go off in the one direction. But also, it works with those little Nintendo figures that are like Disney. What do they call them?
Amiibo. The Amiibo. You're talking about Disney Infinity, but yep. It's Nintendo Amiibo.
You put them on a little screen and it reads them. And looking at a video that I saw, it actually has a wider field of vision, so you can actually kind of turn the thing a little bit and the 3D doesn't pop out. This, you know, and Nintendo, they're making the same mistakes that they've been making since the Wii. This is what the 3DS should have looked like before they ever released it. The Wii U is what the Wii should have looked like before they even released it. They're releasing these incomplete systems with low specs, and then 4 years later, 3 years later, they release the actual thing with what it should have come out with at launch. And, you know, people invest in it, developers invest in it, and then this new thing comes out, and it ends up screwing everybody who had the thing before. Well,
but I think this is a little more interesting than those examples, because...
Yeah, because I want this one.
Well, the DS, even its first iteration, and the DS Lite, and all the iterations of the DS, inside was essentially the same thing. Like, it's still the DS. Like, it's... And that... To me, that makes sense. It's the same thing as the PS3, the PS3 Slim, you know, the Super Slim, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And I'm cool with that.
And that's fine. This, I think, is just a bigger issue because it's, you know, there's a 3DS, the 3DS XL, and they've gone through two hardware variations now. And then there's the new 3DS, which is basically, it's a 3DS, and the specs in it has different hardware inside of it.
Yep.
Like, it is a new handheld. And I honestly, one of the other podcasts I listened to said that they should have called it like the Super 3DS.
The new
3DS is so ambiguous. Like,
but I don't know if I could have gotten away with, I don't think they could have gotten away with calling it the Super 3DS, because it's really not the next generation 3DS. We're still at that 1.5 sort of thing.
New hardware suggests, like, new hardware inside. They've said it's faster. To me, that means that it could be considered a new system.
It's the how complete it is backward compatible, I think, is where it's got that still. It's still considered 1.5 to me. It's not like, okay, here's a Super 3DS that does all these new things and goes online and downloads quicker and does all these other things, but it's backward compatible. They're not saying it's backward compatible. They're still saying it's a 3DS, but it's new.
But it has games that you can only play on it.
Yep.
And it is a new platform because it'll only play. It does. They can make dedicated games for it.
And the DSi, when that came out, there were games that only worked with that because it had the cameras on the front. I mean, but marginally compatible some of the games with the old system. Nintendo's got to stop doing this, and it's breaking my heart. But I do actually kind of want the system.
See, the thing is, I do, but the only way I'm going to get it past my wife is if they release something that needs it that I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one thing that they said that only works on the new 3DS is not enough for me to go. No. I need that because I don't care about that game. But if it's
which game is that?
I can't even. It's like a I think it's Xenoblade Chronicles for some reason. It's coming to the Wii U.
Is it just a remake or?
No, it's not Xenoblade Chronicles, but it's made by Monolith Soft. It's a Wii U game and they're porting it to the new 3DS, so there'll be a portable version of it as well. Another article added something interesting is that unlike they were expecting something to be announced between the new 3DS and the Wii U, kind of like the Vita and the PS4,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't say anything like that. Like they don't talk to each other. They're still two separate pieces of hardware, which, you know, it's still a little ways out. I mean, that could change. You could always patch it and add an update to it and stuff like that. And the new hardware inside being faster, that is to help with the 3D. Which, to be honest with you, if I play my 3DS with the 3D turned off, I'm kind of like, it's a Nintendo handheld. You know, it doesn't look, it's not that great. But if I turn it on, even on the lowest setting, all of a sudden it's like, I get it. You know, I get the appeal. Like it looks more like a next gen thing. If I
looks all 3D fancy.
On even a little bit, it looks a little more next gen-y than, or more Vita like than a DS usually does.
Yeah, I was very surprised that I left the 3D on to play Legend of Zelda: Link Between Worlds. I think that just having that weird little depth made it look neat. You know, looking down inside those Legend of Zelda dungeon tiles. I think that was just kind of a neat... It worked out, you know. It wasn't obnoxious like it ended up being in any of the other games, Mario Brothers or whatnot.
I like the colors that they have, like the colored buttons and...
Yeah, my colored buttons needs to come back. I think that was...
I like the way it all looks. And they're thinner, and the screens are bigger on both. So I'm interested to see how that looks. But, you know, it's going to be a while before it's here.
Have they released any kind of a date?
It's this holiday season in Japan. It's sometime next year for the rest of the world, which means it's... I don't know what they're doing, man.
Never!
So it's just so weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was that. You guys want to... I have Diablo this week. Do you guys want to talk about Diablo for a little bit?
I'll talk about Diablo.
I can throw that up here. Allie and I captured a few minutes of it. Me.
Oh, this will be good. I don't think I've seen... The only Diablo 3 stuff I've ever seen was the screenshot where the guy says, "It's too dark, I'm going to make it brighter," and then he made it brighter. Or rather, he dulled it down because he was upset that it was so bright. That was the only thing I ever saw. So maybe this will be the thing that gets me to go buy it.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you seen any of this stuff? Yeah.
You could just come over to my house and play it.
Yeah, you can sign in on his PS4. It's easy to sign in on a PS4.
Could play together.
Yeah. You can start your character there and then start it up on your own system. All right. And I'm going to start playing this and share my screen. So we've got a loading screen, blah, 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 blah. Make sure the volume's down on this. We don't blow out some speakers.
I like your little wiggle, wiggle, wiggle into your own headset. That was nice.
I had to get it on my head.
I could hear it go wiggle, wiggle.
So I'm playing with my wife here. Now, she would like you all to know that she dies a lot in this video, and normally she doesn't die. She said she was performance anxiety.
She wanted
to put on a good show for the viewers, so she wanted me to tell you guys that. I said I have no proof that you never die. This is all I can show them.
I was gonna say the last time we played, you died more than she did.
Oh no, I die a lot, and I don't. But I didn't die this. I died once this time. She died It's like the roles were reversed.
Yeah, Mike dies a lot. Pansy bitch.
So what we're doing is we decided just to do the adventure mode, which is the end game content. Spattered across the acts around the world are bounties, and they're really quick. I think we did like 3 or 4 of them because I was capturing this right before we sat down to record. Yeah, this is Diablo. So I guess now we can just kind of talk while this is playing over it. Tanner, you hadn't played it the last time yet? Or you had just started?
Huh?
Had you played Diablo the last time? Like the last time we recorded, or were you just getting started?
I think I was just kind of getting started because I think it was just after the first time I'd played.
So what do you think now after like?
I like it. It's fun. Doctor? I mean, it's
better with more people.
I think, yeah, the Witch Doctor gets considerably more fun the longer you play him. He kind of sucks when you start out.
I think every character is like that once you start unlocking all the stuff, and I think elective mode is a must. Yeah.
So one of the things about this video is that we haven't played for about 4 days, so when we started up here, we're still trying to remember the controls, and I was still trying not to play Sly 4. So I was hitting all the wrong buttons. My character is a wizard. I don't play her like she's supposed to be played. I actually run right in the middle of everybody and try to...
Shockingly, he ends up dying sometimes.
And my wife is playing as the demon hunter. So right there, she died. So I had to run out of there so that she could...
That when she respawned, you know, she would be surrounded by enemies.
No, she respawns on the ally, so she'll respawn next to me.
Is that different?
You can choose. Well, if you're playing co-op, you can only have the option to respawn on your ally.
Oh, okay.
If you both die, which we do both do later in the video, you get the option to respawn either like on an ally if they respawn first, or where you died, or at a checkpoint. So, Joe, do you have any questions?
None yet. Every time Art sniffles, the camera cuts to him. Is that locked on you?
It's locked on. You have to lock your own.
Okay.
So,
yeah, thanks, just click on okay.
So, real quick, another gripe that I have with the game beyond the water, like, this is not so much about the water or the weapons not actually like attacking with them or anything like that. This has to do with like not being. I don't want to say it's not a good port because it's a great port of a game and it plays really well on the console, but I don't think Blizzard really paid too much attention to what they were putting it on, because on PlayStation, when you're doing like multiplayer stuff, like cooperative on the PlayStation, player one is always blue and player two is always red. And just about anything I've ever played, that's the way it's been. And in this, for some reason, Blizzard made player one orange and player two blue. So when my wife and I are playing, we will mix up who we're actually staring at.
It does look a bit busy, like I could lose myself and lose the villains and lose who I'm targeting at.
You will, especially since like I said, I'll get right in the middle of everything. So I tend to use that giant Iron Man laser that I'm firing off right now. Mm-hmm. I use that to spot where I am on screen. It's like, where's my laser? Where am I? There is a neat rubber banding mechanic for playing co-op. If you guys are too far apart on the screen, if one of you takes your hands off the controls, you'll teleport to the other person.
Huh. That's kind of neat.
Because, yeah, when you're playing split screen, they have to stay on the same screen. Normally with multiplayer, you don't even have to stay in the same world.
Yep.
One person can travel into a dungeon, the other can stay out.
That had me like contemplating buying a second copy of this, just so like when we're all playing together, like, two people wouldn't be taken out of combat if I wanted to go look at my inventory.
I believe Allie gave you a death stare that I could feel.
Over yeah, there. She did.
We should get you a separate game so you can play not sitting next to me. And she just, I felt like I got cold. Does anybody smell that? Smells like ozone.
So I started I've started a second character. I debated starting a third character yesterday because one of the, you know, just trophy whoring it up here. One of the trophies is get all six characters to level 70.
You whore.
I would also really at some point, because I feel like this is a game you can kind of, like Destiny, you can kind of come back to, like, you know, down the road when you've got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I really want to try a hardcore campaign.
Huh. For anyone not in the world, hardcore is if your character dies, you're done. You finished.
Yep.
That guy is dead.
Which it's really interesting because when we go into the boss encounters, those rooms are so large. And Allie and I usually just run up and we stand right in front of the boss and we wipe him out. And she's oftentimes she's like, why are these like so big? I'm like, it's for hardcore mode. It's so you have a place to run when you're getting your butt kicked. See, we both died right there. So you get the option to spawn on your corpse and whatnot.
I think this is something that I'd pick up when it's $15 and you guys are all done with Destiny and we need a change of scenery.
I don't know if it'll ever be $15, Joe.
Everything eventually is $15.
Blizzard, I think Blizzard would do a sale. I wouldn't be surprised maybe on Black Friday to see a sale.
I was going to say.
Maybe like a digital only or something.
Well, I'm talking a year from now if the GameStop dump bin.
I don't think a Blizzard game would ever be in the GameStop dump bin, but... So... Yeah, I can't remember if I had just beaten the game when we sat down to record last week or not. I was kind of disappointed with the ending. But as I said, as I got kind of called out in the...
Of the vanilla game or...?
In both.
Don't spoil me.
I'm not spoiling anything. But in the off-the-cuff chat, I kind of brought up the whole thing about... I thought the story would actually be a little better.
This doesn't exactly look like a game that's, you know, going to be about its story.
But I hear, like the Diablo and, like, the WoW games, they're, like, a lot, like, I hear a lot of, like, the same stuff I hear about, like, Halo. Like, everyone's like, oh, the story is so good. But when I play these games, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Like,
they're too, you don't get a story out of any kind of MMO. I mean.
What? There are people in WoW
that. You can play an MMO and, like, not. You don't even need to get the story. It's not like an important.
Oh, I need to kill that guy. Now I need to kill this guy.
Yeah.
But you can definitely play it. You can play that game from start to finish and probably never know what the story was.
There was totally a story in City of Heroes.
There was, but you actually had to like pay attention to see it. And if you didn't want to, you could totally play it and not know the story. And even in City of Heroes, there wasn't a story. There were things that happened.
Was it just something serviceable to get you through the game?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's...
So, oh yeah. My god, you need to face this boss. By the way, this is why you need to kill him.
I was expecting, that's what Diablo was, that's what Borderlands was. I don't mind it in Borderlands. I guess I've never played a Diablo game, so I was expecting something a little more grand out of it. Like, I had fun playing it, I still have fun playing it. It's just, it's basically like, the story in this is basically I thought the story would also be a carrot on the stick, but the story is just serviceable enough to get you through it. Like, It's the loot and playing with your friends and seeing how much damage you can do to the next guy that you come across, more so than what's going to happen next in the story.
Yeah.
There's definitely... I like how... I mean, the dungeons being random in this game are fine and good, but I love the... enemies have these modifiers on them. When you see their name underneath it, you see all the stuff underneath it. That says reflect damage, mortar, teleport, whatever.
You know, I didn't notice that until I got to Act 5.
Really?
Yeah.
It basically, all of those things mean different things. Like, reflect damage means, like, he has a chance of when he has a special shield up. If you hit him, you hurt yourself. Mortar, he can shoot long-distance bombs. Now, all that stuff is completely random and can be on anybody. It can be on the biggest, toughest guy. It can be on the tiniest little guy.
That's really annoying when it's on the tiniest guy.
You have, like, a little guy that has Nightmare, which means he can scare you and you'll run away.
Well, I hate it when it's on the little guy, and there's, like, four of you beating on that one guy that's
tiny left. Little dude that's, like, he's got like, so much health that you, like, he's harder than the boss you're about to face.
Yeah.
Or multiplier guys. You'll go to attack him, and it turns from, like, four guys to all of a sudden 16. You're like, oh, shit. Like, if you hit the original guy, you'll kill them all. But otherwise, you have to work through all of them.
So.
Always fun. The freezing guys, though, are pretty asshole-ish. Freeze you in place, then you beat you up.
Yeah, although I have one of the abilities I have on my character, she freezes anything that touches her and those that are around her. So that's one of the reasons why I'll engage an entire group, is because if they hit, if one of them hits me, I'll freeze the entire group.
Yeah.
So, see, and then I call it a meteor strike on top of them.
Yeah, with my character, it's all about, as long as I'm in there hitting him, I'm dealing damage and healing myself. When they freeze me and stop me from hitting them, that's when they kill me. Because I can't regenerate my health by hitting them.
I see how this works. You have your powers hotkeyed to the buttons on the,
yes,
the controller. Okay, so that means I'd still actually have to figure out where those buttons are on the PlayStation controller.
Not really. You can modify. You can put any use if you use. It's called elective mode. You can put any skill on any button.
Well, yeah, I think that I figure you could probably socket those where you want them. But I mean, I without looking at the controller, I don't know where the square button is as opposed to the X button.
You do, after a while, you do not even look at that.
Yeah, I have just a button combination. When I run in headlong, I'll hit square R1 triangle and then hold down R2. Like that's. Yeah. That's how I engage every encounter. Mm-hmm. Just yeah. Rinse, repeat.
You throw in your big things that have long cooldowns.
So
and you go in with whatever your most repetitive heavy hitting attack is.
Yeah. So basically, I run into an encounter and I'll throw down a time shield that anything inside of it gets automatically slowed and takes double damage. And then I will call.
I just stand right in the middle of that shield and beat up guys.
And then I'll call in a black hole, which will then draw all the enemies into that.
Oh, boss fight!
And then I will call in a meteor strike to cap off that, and then I'll hold down R2, which is my Iron Man laser. Which the way I have it equipped,
call it a Unibeam or something.
fine, a Unibeam or the Pulsar. Beam,
repulsor.
Repulsor beam, but the
not pulsars.
Oh, whatever. The repulsor beam, but the neat thing about it is, you have your direct attack with it, but anyone coming up to the side, it will also like splinter off and blast them as well. So regardless of what direction you're facing, you can still attack in all the way around you.
And there's definitely like me and you, Joe, can be playing as the exact same character, exact same levels, and our two characters will be nothing alike. Because mm-hmm. I mean, like, I have an ability that's like basically Captain America. He throws his shield and it bounces between guys. And recently I just found a piece of equipment where I normally wouldn't use, but while I use it, me throwing that shield doesn't cost any resources anymore, so I can just constantly throw it over and over and over. So while I was just using that shield throw every once in a while, now I just hold down that thing.
How much does this cost on PS3 now? What's its new price?
PS3 I think is 40.
Or four.
I'm gonna say, yeah. I think it's actually on sale.
Four
is 60.
60. Okay. Full game release. It's long.
Like I said, Act 5 is probably the longest act I've played so far.
Yeah, but you were playing two people through the entire thing. And you were playing how many hours a day replaying this when you beat it?
I don't know. Act 5 was still the longest one.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's still a pretty long game. Plus, I mean, that was just your expert playthrough. You still have how many more?
I'm not. The only other thing you have to do is hardcore mode.
Oh, fucking whore. He's like, I don't have to do those, so I'm not going to.
I'll turn it up if I want, because when you go up, you get like experience modifiers and gold modifiers and like legendary item find modifiers, higher difficulty level. So
yes, you also, your loot gets changed, so your gems, the gems that fall, or the next tier up.
So this is what the item screen looks like. I kind of go through this really quick.
Well, you went through that pretty quick. Yeah, pretty damn quick.
Well, I didn't want to. We were coming up to the end, and I had to. This was like about, it was about like 750 right now. So I just decided I'm going to identify this legendary item, and then look, it sucks. So I junk it.
Yeah, my favorite thing is when Booth is still under the impression that if you don't identify the weapon, all identifying the weapon does is basically the game rolling a set of dice to find out what the exact attributes.
Still under the impression. I'm not still under that impression.
Yeah, I know. Well, you were under the impression that when you do it, that's when it determined the level. So he was a level like 61 and I was like a level 20 something. So he drops in the ground. He's like, oh, you can do it. So I'm like, thanks for giving me this weapon that I have no fucking use for. I won't be able to use for 40 levels. You jackass. And now that I am high enough level to use it, turns out it's a piece of shit.
And that is the end of that video.
I'll play it someday.
It's worth playing, Joe, especially to get four people going. really fun.
Oh, but I'll be playing four people. I'll be playing with four people.
I'll be Destiny. I never remember that.
Hopefully, we'll get to six as fast as possible.
Well, I hope that. I mean, I'm not going to be able to get on that thing until 8 o'clock at the earliest, and so I'm hoping that we can all start together. If you guys want to play, but then if you, I ask, please create new characters and let's play with just all of us, if we can, if it lets us have a group that big at that low level.
You can do three, and yeah. It's the beta scaled pretty well to multiple level characters. Mm-hmm.
If anything, Joe, me and you will play together.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you only get, until you get to level 20 and you get to the end game stuff, you can only play with three people.
Now, my question is, does everyone need to be level 20 to go into that? Or can one person in the party being level 20 bring everyone else in?
We'll find out.
Yeah, we will.
We'll probably find out pretty quick because I have, you know, I have Tuesday and Wednesday off next week.
I keep forgetting it's that close.
Yeah. I think this is like the game I've been waiting for since the PS4 has been announced, really.
I've been waiting for Half-Life 3. It's not the game I'm waiting for, it's just actually being able to play with my friends again that I'm excited for. And I'm going
to give
this game a
sincere go. It'll be good to have actual quality games to play. Like Diablo is fun, but that's still, I mean, it was a computer game, but it's a last gen. It's going
to
be cool to have
a. You can count a computer game as a last generation game.
Okay, you can buy the exact same game on the PS3.
Disagree. Having played it on the PS3, I totally disagree.
What's different?
From the way that it looks, totally
disagree.
That doesn't
count. That doesn't count.
Looks doesn't count. It's the same game. Graphics does not make a better game. Does not make a game next gen. Would you say Last of Us is a current gen game or last gen?
It's the last generation.
Why? Because it was on an old system?
Yeah.
Well, so was Diablo 3.
No, but I'm saying, okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? If I wanted to, I could play through the exact same game, not graphic-wise, but I could play through that same game and entirely have the exact same experiences on PlayStation 3 or an Xbox 360.
Well, then, by that definition, what is the first true next-gen game that we've played? Because it's not going to be Destiny. It's not going to be... It's not Watch Dogs.
No, I'm not... that's what I'm saying, is that Destiny's as close as it's going to be, I think.
But why?
I mean,
that's
technically... Second Son, but no.
I think Unity. Assassin's Creed Unity would be the first one, because it doesn't have a last-gen release.
After three or more times it's being pushed back, yeah, it'll be fantastic.
I'm really wondering how Assassin's Creed's going to do this year, because
it's going to get lost in the shuffle.
Both Rogue and Unity now come out after every other big game, when everyone's going to be busy playing Halo, it's going to be busy playing Call of Duty, Destiny, Borderlands... a bunch of different things. I'm really wondering what that's going to do to Assassin's Creed's numbers. Not to mention, Ubisoft's going to be releasing their own game, Far Cry 4, before Assassin's Creed now.
Far Cry 4 that's probably my most anticipated Ubisoft game, I think. I want to play co-op with you, and that bad.
I mean, I'll have it. But I also have the crew, because I really want to play that with Joe.
Driving
too.
Cars, who gives a shit? Let's shoot arrows at goddamn elephants. You hear me?
I want
or
Rainbow
shoot arrows
Six.
From the top of elephants.
Rainbow Six is like 2 years away.
Yeah.
But it'll actually be next gen at that rate, you know. It's
yeah.
Well, yeah, because people will be like, what's a 360?
See, I would almost argue that Titanfall is next gen, only because the port to the 360 was handled by a different studio.
Was it same maps, same...
Same map, same gameplay, but it was handled by... It was handled externally
by
a different company.
It was made afterwards, right? It was, like, the guys completed Titanfall on next gen?
No, a completely different team worked outside the studio. Respawn did not do...
No, I know that, but didn't... I mean, because I know release-wise, the older one was released after, but wasn't Titanfall the next gen one? But did you literally just look in the bottle to see if there's any liquid in there, you freaking boozer? Is there
no,
a one drop
root beer?
Oh, God. Stewards. Hey, we have stewards. Anyways, didn't that game was released before, like, how long ago did the last gen port?
It was 2 or 3 weeks after the Xbox One version. And I think partially that was to get it to sell on Xbox One over the 360.
60? Oh, it wasn't a Titanfall. I'm going to call it the original, was not done before. They're both kind of done, but they just kind of waited.
No, they were still working on... They wanted more time to work on... What it was is they wanted more time to institute Respawn's first patch for Titanfall into the 360 version.
Okay. So they probably could have released both at the same time if they wanted to.
Yes.
All
right. Now, interesting thing about Titanfall that I would like to try, but I know that as soon as Danner and I fire up our Xboxes, Xbox Live will go down.
Go down.
They added in a new gameplay mode that is basically it's Titanfall gameplay with basically Call of Duty. So it's 8-on-8 without Titans.
I don't get what's the allure then.
Because I think people wanted to see if it could be done, and so Respawn did it.
They're just like, hey, here's the game mode.
Yeah, because people were like, why can't we do this?
Is that like when Battlefield does the team deathmatch mode where there's no vehicles and it's just guys and guns? Like, this is the Call of Duty mode.
Pretty much, yeah.
That no one's ever going to use. That no one uses. So I'm assuming after the first initial wave of this, it's going to be like, let's go back. Because everything that's in the title of the game no longer applies.
Yeah, I mean, even when I play Titanfall, I rarely ever get in my Titan. I have it following me around.
You call it down, though, don't you?
I call it down. I try to use it as like an area of effect weapon and kill things, and then I have it follow me around.
Okay, but doesn't the fact that there are Titans both friendly and enemy on the field completely change how you play, and that's kind of the fun of it? Like,
oh, absolutely. Oh,
I run out in this open court field, you see a Titan, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, well, it changes the way I play because I will engage a Titan before I'll engage an actual other human player.
Like, and then he dies from electric smoke.
I will run up. I don't die. You don't. Electric smoke has to be equipped by the person using it. You don't automatically get it. So
I know.
It really depends on the loadout of the Titan. But I think that's one of the ones when I sit back and I think, what's an actual next-gen game that we've played so far? And Titanfall is one of the only ones that comes to mind because, I mean, yeah, it had the 360 port, but it was made by an entirely different studio.
If they're using the same maps, the same models, you know, with less lighting effects because it's the earlier hardware, it's still current gen.
But if the other one was developed with Xbox One and high-end PCs in mind...
But I don't think, well, not when it was originally started, was it?
Yes, it was.
Are you sure?
Respawn was shooting for next-gen hardware.
They were shooting for next-gen hardware, but they didn't have...
I mean, but everything—if everything that they built fits on the 360 with less shinies, then there's no way. I mean,
I will say the next when there is a game, not that's only on next gen systems. There's no current gen port. I mean, Second Son technically, but
I think Second Son was a
that was definitely like a a PS3 game that they made. Like, let's just turn this into a PlayStation 4 game and be like, oh, it's next gen.
Agreed.
But, I don't know. What, Crew maybe?
No.
Or not the Crew, I'm sorry.
Actually, Crew may only be next gen only. I don't think it has a 360 PS3 release. And Unity definitely
does. What am I thinking of? I keep confusing Crew with, what's the Tom Clancy one?
The Division?
Yeah, Division.
I think
that might be it.
The first one's Unity.
I've heard things. Is the new Call of Duty gonna have a separate Call of Duty for last gen?
No,
I've heard that there's gonna be a Call of Duty coming out on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, but it's not gonna be this Advanced Warfighter, whatever the hell it's called.
I have not heard that.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything official. I just like Danner fell asleep.
I think so.
I did not fall asleep.
He's just
really.
I am just resting and listening to you guys jibber-jabber.
Well, why don't you engage in the conversation? Oh, he's going to sit up like the Crypt Keeper.
I can't do it.
$14
down. We broke Joe. He leaned back and he's trying to keep it up. Tommy Bahama, save me.
All right, well, do we want to exit the show? Wrap it up? Or do you guys have anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's all I got until next week.
I can't believe it. My PS4 is less than a week away now.
Yay!
Do we got any lasting marks?
Any what?
Lasting marks in your arms.
From?
Oh. From what? What do you mean from what?
Well, I forgot. I mean, like, I've been.
From what? You?
Oh. When my new ukulele was blood like money, too. No, but no, I got one little dot right there.
Why,
and...
why do you have a ukulele?
Because I bought it with my blood money. For my PlayStation.
This. Okay, now, Joe, we need you to redo the opening on the ukulele.
I'm not that good yet. Nope.
I don't care. I want you to do it for next week. I want it to sound like exactly how we think it's going to sound. I want the opening to Lilo and Stitch. That's what I want.
All right. So if you want to get in touch with us, leave us feedback, you can, let me pull up my toolbox here. You can hit us up on our parent site at geekcastradio.com. You can send us email to us at feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put off the cuff in the subject line. They'll make sure it gets to us. Sometimes we broadcast on Twitch, which can be found at twitch.tv/offthecuffplays. Even though no one's used it, I'm still going to throw it out there. You can leave a voicemail for us and SpeakPipe, speakpipe.com/offthecuff. I'll leave a 90-second voicemail. Let us know if there's a story you want us to talk about or how your week's been going, whatever. You can find me on Twitter at BoothNinja81. You can find me on the PSN at BoothNinja81 and live at BoothNinja81. You can also... find me on the Nintendo Wii.
No!
At Boothtendo.
I don't know why I hate it so much, but man, do I fucking
Booth
hate it.
Boothtendo!
It's, oh god. It's
I want
like
a Wii U just so I can be called Joe-tendo.
Danner? How can they?
I'm an Artendo. They can find me on Twitter at Artdanner.
With this face, it'll be in your face.
On PSN at X51 the Machine Man.
Is your thing going to change, or did you put that all? Because you can't even see that.
It's.
I can't see it on mine.
It's like cut off, I think. Oh. In your face.
Your face is cut off.
Do you want me to wait on you, or do you want me to move on?
What are you talking about?
It's cut off. It just says at Art Danner.
Fine. Better now?
Yep, that's better.
There you go.
In case you want to play games with a jerk.
Okay, go on Xbox Live. You'll find one.
The best way to get a hold of me is through the Geek Stuff Garage Sale.
I was going to say, I need to catch a predator.
No. It hangs off. It hangs off down there. That's okay. But you get the idea. We do have a geek sale coming up September 27th, Saturday. We're in West Michigan in Grand Rapids at a comic store in town. But if you go to find it there, you'll get all the information you need.
I still want to go to one of these.
It's great. It's not worth the drive, dude.
It's
but
like
it
a
is kind of cool.
Drive for me to go there.
Yeah, you'll be a 10-hour drive to spend 20 minutes looking at.
And
the,
I'm pretty sure I have to go
have.
On a ferry ride with my car to get to you.
I am somewhere on Twitter there. They'll tell me when I get a tweet because they do that. And I can also be found on PlayStation Network at VivaIldFire 405.
It's not VivaIldFire. It's VivaIldFire.
Yeah, that's two W's. Or no, two V's. I always screw that up right there. But I ran out of room. I wish it wouldn't crop it, but that's okay. Send me a message, folks.
By the way, Joe, I have requested the 27th off, so...
I heard.
If you'll put me up, I may be able to be out there. Chauncey? Oh, good God.
I've been doing that for like the last couple minutes. All right, I've been Chauncey. You can find me on... Xbox.
Wow, with the nice clunk when he does it.
I don't fuck around my keyboard. You find me on Xbox at Weapon87. You find me on Wait For It. PlayStation Network.
And then he breaks his girlfriend's computer.
Yeah. Weapon Fervor. You actually can find me on there now. Because you want to play Diablo? I will play Diablo if you will Crusader it up, man. And you can find me on Twitter at that, at Sean Z. Brown. And you won't, because you never have. I hate you for it.
Nobody's ever going to look for you or find you.
Okay. All right. On that note, I'm taking the camera off of Sean Z since he's being a creeper.
Have I stopped since this started?
So thank you for joining us for Off the Cuff episode 57. We will see you guys next week at 8:30.
Art, can you sign us off with a burp?
No, you can't. Stop broadcast. I'm not going to do that.